All of these practices of Dzogchen and Mahamudra, both shamatha and vipassana, require and are really founded on this first preliminary of deep relaxation. So relax more and more deeply with each exhalation. And find the first balance point of shamatha, of maintaining the clarity that you begin your meditation with while you continue to deepen your relaxation with each exhalation. And then settle the speech in its natural state of effortless silence. And then settle the mind in its natural state. Settle into the simplicity of the present moment. Fresh, uncontrived, non-conceptual. In the absence of conceptual movement, the mind is still, like an ocean unmoved by waves. Yangtang Rinpoche's pith instructions on vipassana, focused on the nature of the mind, are these words. He said, "With the cessation of thoughts, you rest with no object, but examine very closely this mind that remains in the absence of thoughts." So in the present moment, simply know this stillness of the mind when it is unmoved by thought. And observe it directly. What do you see? What do you observe? Without expectations of what you should see. The most basic question to ask as you are looking directly at this mind in stillness is, does it have a form? It's so easy to answer the question conceptually, intellectually. But the direct experience can be liberating. We're examining whether this mind that is still has any substantial characteristics. So, does it have a shape or a color? As you are examining it directly, Does it have any characteristics whatsoever that indicate a substantial existence? Does it have a location? This mind of stillness, resting in non-conceptuality. If this mind is substantial, it must have come from somewhere. Our minds are not always still. So when stillness arrives as our experience, where does it come from? Was it nothing, nowhere, before it became something here? If this mind is really substantial in the way that material things are substantial, it must have started. So where did it come from? If it is substantial, where is it located right now? Your experience as you are watching this stillness of mind, where is that stillness located? Is there a place where it is still? Is it inside the skull? Is it outside of you, in front of you? Some other part of the body? Does this still awareness have any location that you can point to? And where does this stillness go? We all know that our minds are not still forever. What is the nature of this mind that is still? Does this mind have any substantial characteristics at all? Or when you look for substantial characteristics, the things that identify all material things, mass, location, characteristics that we know them by and can discuss them, if we can't find any of those, are we left to conclude that there's nothing? When you have this experience of stillness, the mind that is still, if it is insubstantial, does that mean that there is nothing there whatsoever, no experience? This is the pith instruction on doing this type of Mahamudra Vipassana from Kacho Wangpo. Place your present mind vividly in single-pointedness. Observe the nature of that which is placed. How does it exist? If you think it does not exist at all, who is it that apprehends this absence? Is that a realization of your own mind or not? And if you think, when I look for it, it does not appear, observe that thinker. And also observe the observer. If nothing can be observed while you're resting in stillness, does that mean that there is no mind whatsoever? When you are resting in this non-conceptual state, all appearances quelled in stillness, what is it that you are left with? The indubitable fact that awareness is. This awareness seems to be absent, empty of substantial characteristics. But still, it is something, not nothing. It is this clear knowing, present moment. Knowing that awareness is. The instruction is to keep searching diligently over and over, accumulate experience. Until you either find a substantial mind, or you simply come to know that a substantial mind is not to be found. And the experience of that insubstantiality that absence you may experience as an openness, an expansiveness like space with no object. Knowing itself to be aware. And simply rest in that present moment. The gap. Non-conceptual, loose, fresh and uncontrived. Observe the nature of this mind in stillness. And rest in what you discover. The emptiness of substantiality. The absence of any substantial characteristics. And the luminous radiance of the mind and its knowing capacity. Rest in that non-dual luminosity and emptiness.